Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, let's just play some Scorps.
Wait, is this thing going?
Yeah, let's play some Scorps.
Oh my god. Yeah, let's do some Scorps.
We played in Moscow at the Moscow Peace Festival back in 89. And we went on stage and we were singing Still Loving You. And 100,000 Russians were singing along with the German band. Every word, I think that was the moment for the inspiration for the song we want to play for you now. Even though the wind is blowing us right in the face many times, I think, you know, there's always hope. Hope that we'll stop killing each other. And someday we all live in peace together on this planet. Here's Wind of Change.
And down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Wow. So I'm Aaron Franklin.
I'm James Moody.
And we're doing this KUTX thing, taking over for the hour. Hour? 30 minutes.
Hour.
Taking over for the hour. It's going to be a long hour. There's more of that to come. Boy, that song was great. You'd think the barbecue guy would have a lighter to light.
You should have. I thought you were going to bring that and you didn't. But
I failed. You know, so we're taking over this KUTX thing right now, and I think that is one of the ultimate, I'm just kidding, but it is a live recording,
mm-hmm.
And I think one of the cool things that we tried to do with this playlist was to only do rad live recordings. I think where Moody and I are coming from and Hot Luck and kind of stuff that we've been into over the years are live shows, so we tried to pick some of the anthemic rock songs that were recorded live that we love.
Live shows that we saw, live shows that we didn't see, live shows that we want to see, and then some live shows that we're going to have at Hot Luck this year.
Yeppers. And this next song isn't one that'll ever be at Hot Luck, but from, I think, one of the greatest rock bands of all time. And we had to dig really deep to find this live track.
This is a deep cut.
I mean, this is, these guys did not really put out a live recording. But anyway, this next one is Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a base.
All right, all right, all right. That's about enough of that. You guys are going to hate us for this.
That was amazing.
But we just couldn't resist a good laugh in there.
So good.
Oh, my God, that's great. No, but really, let's get into one of my all-time favorite bands and actually, you know, We'll do this right. This next song is one of my all-time faves, Thin Lizzy, a band that I never got to see. I wished I could go back into time and see these guys because, gosh, they were awesome. This song is, of course, from Live and Dangerous, and it is The Boys Are Back in Town.
To say, man, I still think them cats impressed. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you make your living downtown, driving all the open places. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
I see the boys are back in town.
Back in town. that chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what you got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was a red hot. I mean, steamer. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she smacked Johnny's face. Man, we fell about the bliss that chick don't wanna know. Forget her. The boys are back in town.
We're the Hoss next, and we're listening to Triple J right now.
Everybody, get yourself free on road to be a steward and hold your job in somebody else's world. Now you need a pot of blood to pay out your dues. Keep the top to the minimum. You are privy to knock off, knock off, sign the cheek.
Howdy, this is James Moody and
Aaron Franklin
from Hot Luck Fest, and you're listening to My KUTX. We've taken over the control room once again here at KUTX. That was the Hot Snakes, U.S. Mint, another live track.
Yeah, not from a concert, though. That was straight off a BBC recording.
Well, that's special.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. That Hot Snakes played Mohawk for Hot Luck last year. We were able to work with them to get a little bit of a reunion show together, so we wanted to include them on this list. We'll have some really exciting shows this year at Hot Luck, and you can go to hotluckfest.com to check them out. But the theme for today is live shows. Hot Luck is kind of trying to do the same thing with food that we do with music, and we're trying to do the same thing with this playlist. So we're going to move right into the next one, which is Cheap Trick, Surrender.
Live at Budokan.
She also told me, stay away, you'll never know
I think we could almost call it quits right there hashtag winning.
I mean, excellent right there.
Cheap Trick, all-time favorite. You know, I think one thing that's pretty cool about this is usually one or both of us would try to find songs that are kind of obscure, something that's kind of like has great meaning. But I think, you know, let's be real. We all just want to hear the hits. And these are kind of the hits.
I was loving that Cheap Trick Surrender. I could do four more of those.
I could definitely do four more of those. So this this next one, in the true spirit of KUTX, you can really play whatever you want. It doesn't have to, you know, be the same genre or even
make any sense next to anything.
And this one really doesn't make a lot of sense, but it does because this particular band is playing for Hot Luck this year, and I am super excited about them. I've been a fan for years, of course, you know, being the age I am, I grew up in the early 90s listening to 90s music, and a lot of other people did too. But this band is for many, many years been one of my all-time faves. I've seen them live so many times, and this particular song is one of my favorite songs off of a live recording from a little EP called The Greatest of All Time, and this band is Archers of Loaf.
Howdy, this is James Moody and
Aaron Franklin
from Hot Luck Fest, and you're listening to My KUTX. We've taken over the control room once again here at KUTX, and we're going through our playlist of live tunes, shows that we've been to, shows that we want to go to, shows that are going to be happening at Hot Luck this year. What was that last tune?
The last tune was Archers of Loaf, Lowest Part is Free.
Two of our goals when we started Hot Luck were loaf bands. We wanted either to book Meatloaf or Archers of Loaf. But Meatloaf hurt himself this week, actually. He tripped and fell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look it up. It's weird.
Oh, no.
So we can't get Meatloaf this year. Archers of Loaf
Drat.
Are actually not our second choice or our first choice. So we're super excited about that show.
Yeah, it's neat. Each year for Hot Luck, I kind of have like one band that I'm super duper stoked, or that I had a part in booking, or that I've got in touch with. And this year, it's definitely Archers of Loaf. They've been practicing for about a month. They haven't played in a long time. This is definitely a reunion show. But I'm super excited. I think they're going to do great. We're trying to figure out a way to do food for that, but you can't just have like loaves of bread.
Loaves of things.
That's kind of weird. But it's going to be great anyway.
It will be delicious. So now that we can get through Some of the bands that are going to be playing Hot Luck, we're going to move back to bands that probably will never play Hot Luck, but we would love it.
It'd be great if they could.
So I say let's go into a little Tush by ZZ Top.
One of the greatest Texas bands ever, ZZ Top.
We are putting word out, if Billy, if you're listening, come play Hot Luck, come play El Fuego. That would be perfect. Open invitation.
We'll make beef jerky.
He has been to Franklin Barbecue.
Yeah, totally.
Little known fact, actually, this is perfect timing. Little known fact, Aaron and I once had lunch with Billy Gibbons and Dan Rather, and that was one of the weirdest combinations that...
That was very interesting.
I don't know what happened there. Do you know what happened? We ate.
No, I don't know what happened at all.
I'm still perplexed.
Still trying to figure out how to make barbecue incense.
And that's a perfect non sequitur into this next band. That
has nothing to do.
Has nothing to do with what we just said, but is playing Hot Luck this year. And I will say, so at the Mohawk over the years, we've had a ton of shows. We very rarely have bigger bar lines than at this show. And this band that I'm talking about is Lucero. They do such a good job of somehow tapping into the emo alt country core that everyone has inside of them in Texas. So we're super excited to have Lucero playing Hot Luck this year. And we found a live tune for Tears Don't Matter Much.
get my fill.
Coming, there's no murmur on the word.
And I'm Aaron Franklin.
I'm James Moody.
And we're from Hot Luck Fest. You can find us at hotluckfest.com.
Yes, sir.
And we're wrapping up our hours. The guest DJs on KUTX. Big thanks to my KUTX for having us. This has been super fun. You can find the playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX. And yeah, super fun. These are all kind of some pretty rad live songs. I've had fun.
I've had an excellent time, Aaron.
It's been nice.
Appreciate you sneaking Judas Priest in there, a fun fest veteran.
Yeah, totally. I kind of feel like we should have ridden into KUTX on Harleys.
Which is weird. They did that on the Fun Fest stage, and I was a little worried because I knew how that stage was built.
No, you can't talk about that stuff ever.
I didn't know how that motorcycle was going to do. And by the way, it was perfect.
Well, I got to say, the stages at Hot Luck are far stronger than the Fun ones.
Times 20. That's one thing I love about Hot Luck.
Yeah. Stages are very well built. So this will be our last song. Again, one of the most ultimate rock, in quotation mark, bands. They're a rock band for sure. But The Who, and this is Bob O'Reilly, recorded live in studio for The Kids Are All Right. And it wasn't necessarily like a live concert that this was recorded at. It was in a studio. And I think the guys were a little bit angry. I think they were just like, get this thing over with. But if you can, and you can find this on YouTube, actually, and watch it. It is super awesome. I've probably watched this 100 times.
If you have Pete Townsend in your band, don't you stay a little bit angry?
Well, he's angry. I think they're all angry.
Yeah.
Well, we're R.I.P. Keith Moon.
But there's some good angry in rock.
Well, you got to get the energy.
You
got
to get to the good.
Got to get the lead out.
Yeah, I mean, and question for you: The Who, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones. Who's the greater rock band?
Probably based on anger, The Who, I would say.
I'm going to go with you on that. I'm going to agree.
Who?
Yep, The Who.
Who's on second?
Bob O'Reilly, live.